Previously on 24.
Tony, you got a second?
What is it?
I think it's time I step down. Here you go.
What's this?
Access codes to CTU and division. You're the new CTU director, Tony.
You're gonna let me out of here right now. I know the bomb didn't go off.
I just wanted some company, that's all.
Then what are you doing out here?
This is where I belong.
I don't.
Here, take it. There's cougars out there. If you see one, fire a shot in the air and they'll take off.
I just spoke with Roger Stanton. He confesses that he's known about the bomb for weeks.
You have to trust me, David. Your presidency is in jeopardy. Let me help you.
No. You'll leave now. If you resist in any way, I'll have no choice but to place you under arrest.
You gotta give me your badge, Kate.
No. I don't believe you'd shoot me.
Where's the bomb, Marie? The real bomb.
You can go to hell, you bastard. I'm not telling you anything.
Why do you want me and my team to leave here so fast? Bomb's still here, isn't it, Marie?
Teams A and B, I want you to initiate a grid search on every outbuilding at the airport, starting at the north end, headed south. The bomb is on site. I repeat, the bomb is on site.
It's armed.
How much time have we got?
I can't tell. Could be any second.
The following takes place between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m.
Let everyone know we'll be working on the bomb in Hangar 12.
Roger that, we're on standby here. Anything you need, Agent
Bell? Copy that.
All right, guys, right here should be fine.
Okay, I need a relay here.
All right. Let me get a look at the circuit panel.
They redirected the circuit. Bypass the array. Easy. Watch the connector.
I got it. Go ahead. Let's get in there and check out that timer switch. Hang on. Let me adjust the flash cap. It's a bit tight. Almost there. Got it. How's that?
Wait. It's integrated. Cap it off.
Ready to bypass it. It worked. We're in good shape.
Good.
George, what are you doing here?
This is the thing that killed me, Jack. I'd kind of like to be here when they lay it to rest. You got it diffused yet?
No, not yet. They're looking at about 10 minutes.
Is there a timer?
It's internal. I haven't been able to read it yet.
So theoretically, it could detonate at any minute.
George, they've got it under control. Come on, there's got to be somewhere else you'd rather be.
I promised myself I was going to see this through to the end. That's what I'm going to do. All
right? You all right?
Yeah.
Just give me a minute, okay?
Yeah.
Is there a problem?
The trigger's tamper-proofed. I should have seen it, but it was disguised. If it's dismantled or disconnected from the main casing, it'll detonate.
Are you telling me that there is no way to disarm this bomb?
That's what I'm telling you.
Goodrich.
They're not going to be able to defuse this bomb. We're going to have to fly it out of here. Now, I know this airport doesn't accommodate jets, so I need you to find me the fastest plane you can, but it's got to be reliable.
All right, there's a Cessna Caravan in front of Hangar 3. She's rock solid, cruises at 210.
Get it.
This is Jack Bauer. I need to speak with the president. It's urgent.
Yes, thank you.
Did you get a look at the timer?
Yeah.
How much time have we got?
55 minutes.
Where are you trying to get to?
San Jose.
Oh, no kidding. That's right where I'm headed.
Well, Santa Clara, actually. It's just a few minutes past San Jose.
You know what? That's okay. I'm fine, thanks.
Don't be scared.
I'm not.
Well, then get in.
There's no point wandering around here in the middle of the night.
I'll be fine.
One second you need to get a ride to San Jose, the next you don't.
I'm sorry. It's really nice that you pulled over. It's just that I... Get back in the car now.
You don't know how to use that thing.
Get back in the car and keep driving.
Sir, when will you have a decision?
We're analyzing now. When will the plan be ready?
10 minutes, Mr. President.
All right, I'll get back to you before then. In the meantime, prepare for the two possibilities we discussed. And coordinate with the FAA.
Yes, sir. I want maps and charts for both scenarios. Pacific Ocean here, desert here.
All right.
All right, Jack, we're ready to assemble. I'll get back to you in a couple of minutes when we have a final decision.
Yes, sir.
I wish I could say I had more faith in the reliability of these recommendations, but
it's simply... Best you can, Mike.
Yes, sir. I'll discuss the consequences of a 10-kiloton detonation in the Pacific Ocean. Lynn will do the same for the Mojave Desert. In the time available, the plane can get roughly 80 miles offshore. If it splashes down a few minutes before detonation, the bomb will go off underwater. The ocean will absorb a large portion of the radiation. However, prevailing winds would blow a moderate level of fallout back over the city of Los Angeles. Over time, there would be a high incidence of cancer and other radiation-related diseases.
But at least there'll be no immediate casualty.
We can't be certain, Mr. President. The shipping lanes into the port of Los Angeles are extremely busy. In the 80 square miles off the coast of L.A., the Coast Guard counts some 24 freighters flying flags from around the world, plus an unknown number of unregistered fishing or pleasure vessels. It's likely that one or more of them will be sunk or capsized by the effect of the blast.
What's the impact on the environment?
The blast will wipe out a substantial pocket of biodiversity. Keystone species would be exterminated. The food chain would be contaminated, and the regional ecological infrastructure would collapse. Marine resources such as offshore drilling, commercial fishing, even recreational beach usage would become hazardous or impossible for many years. The ecological and economic effects, Mr. President, would be devastating.
What about the desert?
We can designate a ground zero in the Mojave, sufficiently isolated so that inhabited areas won't be immediately affected. Local towns could be evacuated within hours of the blast without any serious long-term effects for the inhabitants. However, we can't rule out the possibility of isolated campers and hikers who would be killed or contaminated by the blast. Now, if the wind shifts substantially during the next few hours, it could blow fallout over Las Vegas. But the best meteorological projections indicate that that is a very, very slight possibility.
Long-term effects?
An area of a few square miles around Ground Zero would be highly radioactive for decades. But the truth of the matter is, we don't get food or any significant resources in the desert anyway. So the overall health risk is relatively small.
Sounds like the desert's our best option.
Yes, sir, we do agree with that. But there is one more thing. In the desert, Ground Zero has to be a precise location. A depression, below sea level and surrounded by mountains, so it could helpfully contain the fallout. Potential target sites are being researched as we speak.
All right.
The point is, Mr. President, the airplane isn't a military craft. It doesn't have any of the equipment needed to deliver a payload accurately. To ensure the necessary level of precision, a pilot will have to go down with the plane. It's a suicide mission.
Why can't we just push the bomb out the side door of the plane?
It's too imprecise, sir. If the pilot is flying low enough to ensure accuracy, he would just be killed by the blast anyway.
One man dies, Mr. President, to ensure the safety of millions.
Jack?
Mr. President!
The desert.
Yes, sir.
Jack, my people tell me that the pilot has to die.
CTU came to the same conclusion, sir. The bomb has to be put down on very specific coordinates. I'm sorry, Mr. President, but there isn't another way.
Do we know who the pilot will be?
We have a few volunteers, sir. All of them good men.
Whoever it is, tell him he has the undying gratitude of every citizen of this country. And tell him we will take care of whatever family he leaves behind.
Yes, sir, I will.
I'll be standing by, Jack. Call me back when the plane's in the air.
Yes, Mr. President.
Funny, I don't see any volunteers. When was the last time you flew a plane?
I can get it in the air and put it down where it needs to go, George.
So can I. I'm current, I'm instrument rated, and I'm going to be dead by the end of the day anyways.
George, the problem is you could be dead any minute.
I can hang on for another half hour. That's all we need, right?
George, if you blacked out and this plane went down before it got to the desert, a lot of people are going to die, and I know you don't want that.
Come on, Jack.
I know what you're trying to do, but I got to say no.
Agent Goodrich, this is Bauer. They chose the desert. I want you to clear airspace and start immediate evacuation now. Gentlemen, load this bomb. We are a go.
I don't care what the vision's priority is. Just do it, all right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Howard, wait here, sir. Nice to meet you. We'll be right with you.
One second. Agent Graves.
Tony Almeida. We've been expecting you.
They told you what's in the case?
Personal effects from Sayed Ali Safehouse?
Mm-hmm.
Who's he?
His name is Yusuf Auda. His government has assigned him as an intelligence liaison. They're the ones that gave us the information that got us into the safe house.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't very well refuse to bring him along.
Do you trust him?
Right now? I don't trust anyone.
Yeah. Look, take the case and bring it into the conference room around the corner here.
Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Auda. Tony Almeida, director of CTU, welcome.
Thank you.
You must have had some trip, huh? What were you, 10,000 miles away this morning?
I'm ready to get back to work. I understand there's still some analysis needs to be done on things seized from Sayed Ali's apartment.
Yeah, well, look, our lab needs to do some preliminary work first. Why don't you sit down here? I'll have somebody get you some coffee. I'll be with you in a moment, okay? Thank you.
I checked with the lab. They're ready for decryption.
Good. Look, I'm gonna need somebody to do a little hand-holding here. That gentleman's name over there is Yusuf Auda. Officially, he's a visiting intelligence agent entitled to full cooperation. Unofficially, I don't want him to see anything he doesn't need to see. Right? So make sure anybody you assign to this understands that.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm going to deal with this Mr. Auden myself. If you need any help, call Jacobs. He'll give you a hand.
Tony told you to assign someone to Auda.
Well, I'm assigning myself.
You're still not comfortable working with me, are you?
Just do your job, Carrie.
So what do we got?
Most of it's pretty innocuous, but there is one thing.
This was well concealed. We almost didn't find it. Obviously, it was of great importance to Syed Ali. We tried to read it, but it's encrypted with a Z-cube function. We don't have that kind of technology in the field.
Okay, I'll get our people in right away. See what they can find.
Okay.
Thanks.
Sure.
Almeida.
Tony, it's Jack. Have you found Kim yet?
No, I haven't. We're still working on it.
I'm running out of time. I need to speak to her now.
I understand how you feel, Jack, but we really got our hands full here. If you could just wait until the plane takes off, then we can...
Tony, I'm flying it.
What?
I'd like to speak with my daughter while I still got some time.
Jack, there's got to be somebody else that can fly that plane. Somebody who doesn't have a family or at least doesn't have kids. Come on.
Well, I didn't have time to take a census. And I can't order anyone else to do this. Please, Tony, you've got to find her.
All right, I'll find her.
Tony, one other thing.
Yeah.
In my apartment, there's a safe. Inside is my will and the letter I wrote to Kim in case something ever happened to me.
I'll make sure she gets it, Jack.
Thanks.
I'll get back to you.
What are you doing way out here?
I was on a date and we parked. He got a little out of hand, so I got out.
Hop in.
Thank you. I really appreciate this.
Would you like to go?
I have an aunt in San Jose.
You were on a date. It didn't work out, so you're going to your aunt's in San Jose. Honey, your business is your business, but I'm not an idiot, okay?
I know. It's just been crazy, and it's a long story, and I'm kind of in a little bit of trouble. If you happen to have a cell phone, I actually really need to make a phone call.
To whom?
My father.
We synchronize this with the timer on the bomb. It tells you exactly how much time you have.
Thank you.
Automatic pilot thing or something?
Actually, no. It'll have to be flown out to a very precise location.
So the pilot... Oh, my God. Who's it gonna be?
Jack Bauer.
Sorry, Miss Warner, but you're gonna have to stay here.
Cessna 47 Fox requesting immediate takeoff.
47 Fox, you're clear on runway 3.
Roger that, Tower. Thank you.
give us a preliminary draft of your statement tomorrow morning?
Yes. Right. Thank you. How's the plane doing, Mike?
Mr. President, it's at 3,000 feet and climbing.
Out of the city yet?
No, sir. It's too soon for that, but they say they'll clear the main population centers in another 10 minutes.
This is a good start, but I want to go over it again. In the meantime, Paul Davison, want him to get Air Force One ready as soon as possible.
Sir, do you mind if I ask where you're going?
Los Angeles.
Mr. President, if I may speak frankly, I'm not sure that's a good idea. It may be a little too hands-on, for lack of a better term. The people want to feel that you're managing events, not caught up in them. And in any case, I doubt if the Secret Service will even hear of it.
Well, Secret Service works for me. I don't work for them.
Mr. President. Sir, I do agree with Mike. Once word gets out that this bomb has gone off, there's bound to be a certain amount of civil unrest, and I don't think your administration should be associated with that.
The whole country will be traumatized by the news of this bomb, especially the people in Los Angeles. I'm going to do everything I can to reassure them that everything is under control. Understood?
Yes, sir. I'll call Davis immediately.
Thank you. We'll leave for the airport now. Mike, who ended up flying the plane? Did you get a name?
Yes, sir. Jack Bauer. I'd have told you sooner, but I figured you have enough on your mind already.
Roger, 089er, 10,000 feet.
Expect final vectors in 5 minutes.
I copy.
Agent Bauer, I've got Tony Almeida. I'm catching him through. Hold on one sec.
Jack, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Tony.
We found Kim. She's on the other line.
Thank you, Tony. Good work. Have you told her anything?
No. I didn't know if you'd want me to.
Okay. Put her through, will you?
All right.
Kim?
Dad, finally. Oh, my God, are you okay?
I'm okay, sweetheart. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
Thank God. You've had a hell of a day, haven't you?
Yeah. What's that noise? Where are you?
I'm in a plane.
A plane? Why?
Sweetheart, there's something I've got to tell you. It's going to be hard for you to hear, so I need you to stick with me, okay? We found the bomb. It was wired in a way that made it impossible to defuse it. We needed someone to fly it over the desert so when the bomb exploded, nobody would get killed. And someone turned out to be me.
Well, how are you getting off the plane?
I'm not, sweetheart. The bomb has to be dropped in a very specific area. There was no other choice. I'm sorry.
But Dad? Oh. Dad, no, you can't do this to me.
Kim.
There has to be somebody else. You can't do
sweetheart,
this
I didn't
to me,
have
Daddy,
any other
no.
Choice. Kim, I need you to listen to me.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Sweetheart, what are you sorry for?
Oh, God, everything. I've been so mean and so bad to you.
Honey, anything that ever happened between us, it was never your fault. I love you just the way you are. I don't ever want you to change. You understand that? I love you more than anything in the world. Kim, can you still hear me?
Yes.
Honey, I want you to live your life. I want you to be happy. That's all I've ever wanted for you. I want you to try and grow up and be the kind of person that would have made your mom proud. Okay?
No, oh God.
Promise me that.
I promise.
Honey, I've got to start focusing on what I'm doing up here. I'm running out of time, okay? So, I'm going to have to say goodbye. I love you more than anything in the world, and I will always be with you, okay? Remember that.
Oh, I'm proud of you. And I love you.
I love you too, sweetheart.
What do you mean? Why?
I'm supposed to get out of Los Angeles, but it doesn't matter anymore. To be alone.
No, wait a minute. This is crazy.
Wait.
Call someone else.
I can't. I'm okay. I need to be alone.
You okay?
Found Kim.
Did Jack get a chance to say goodbye?
Yeah. So what'd you find?
We decrypted the hard drive from Syed Ali's apartment. It's a recording of a conversation that took place in Cyprus about 4 months ago.
Conversation between who?
Syed Ali and high-ranking government officials from these three countries.
So what we're saying is that these three countries not only knew about the bomb, but they bought it and supplied it to Syed Ali.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
How sure were you about this translation?
We were rushed. It needs to be refined, but the substance of it is accurate.
All right, look, we're going to need voice print authentication on all four of these men as soon as possible.
I've already got people working on it.
Get division involved as well.
Northwest Regional.
Now, this is Tony Almeida, CTU. I need to speak to the president about today's terrorist attack. It's urgent.
I'll transfer
you. What is it, Mr. Almeida?
Mr. President, we have a recording of Syed Ali
collaborating with high-ranking officials from three Middle Eastern countries in preparation for today's terrorist attack.
How long ago did this come to our attention?
Just within the last few minutes.
Who else knows?
Our division headquarters, sir.
They have ties to the other agencies, including the Pentagon, which means everybody knows.
I tagged it with the Section 4 security, sir. But I did think it was important to get going on the authentication process as quickly as possible.
And how long will that be?
We should have initial confirmation within the hour, sir.
Let me ask you another question, Mr. Almeida. Why would Syed Ali record a conversation like this in the first place?
Mr. President, half the time these people don't trust each other any more than they trust us. My guess is Ali wanted some ammunition to protect himself in case any of these three countries ever turned against him.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Almeida. I'll let you get back to work. Good job. Please pass on my appreciation to the rest of your staff.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. There's evidence three governments in the Middle East are behind this bomb.
Yes, sir. I gathered that.
You could be at war soon, right? And once it begins, there's no guarantee it'll be limited to these three countries. Oh.
thinking all day about something Lincoln said during the Civil War. I don't claim to have controlled events, but confess plainly that events have controlled me. It's bad enough that someone tried to smuggle a nuclear weapon into this country. Worse, that they succeeded. But once this bomb actually goes off, my options will narrow very, very quickly.
This is Cessna 47 Fox. I've just crossed over to the low desert. My final line of target. Any change in my coordinates?
Negative. They're confirmed as given.
Copy that. Confirming autopilot 089er. Coordinates are now locked.
Roger.
Stop.
Hey. Service is bad enough on this flight. You don't have to shoot me.
George, what the hell are you doing here?
Felt like taking a ride.
How the hell did you get on this plane?
Wasn't that hard. To them, I'm still head of CTU.
Son of a bitch.
Brought something for you. Parrish.
You see what it is, George. I already told you I'm taking this plane in.
And that might have made sense back on the ground. But let's face it, Jack, the hard part's over. Took off, cleared the city. What's left, flying straight and level and taking it into a dive. Am I right? Unless, of course, maybe you want to die.
What are you talking about?
Oh, Jack. You've had a death wish ever since Terry died. The way things have been going for you the past year and a half, this probably doesn't look like such a bad idea. Get to go out in a blaze of glory, one of the greatest heroes of all time. Leave your troubles behind. This could be the easy way out, huh? You still got a life, Jack. You want to be a real hero? Here's what you do. You get back down there and you put the pieces together. You find a way to forgive yourself for what happened to your wife. You make things right with your daughter, and you go on serving your country. That'd take some real guts. Come on, Jack. You got 12 minutes. What's it gonna be? You wanna live or not?
You are absolutely sure you can do this.
Jack, I'm supposed to do this.
You need to maintain this heading and this airspeed. The second the LAD reads a minute and a half, you initiate a dive at a 30-degree angle.
Didn't that get me in a little early?
That's the point. You have to be absolutely certain that the bomb is already in the depression before it goes off.
I got it.
Thank you, George. Thank you.
Jack, get your chute on and get the hell out of here.
I'm staying with you as long as possible.
Cut it together, Jack. I'm fine.
George, this is non-negotiable. I'm bailing out 4 minutes before impact. It should get me far enough away from the blast zone to make it. This is Jack Bauer. Pass me through to CTU.
Yes, sir.
Almeida.
Tony, this is Jack. I need you to get a helicopter in the air immediately. We got to change the plans up here. I'm bailing out. George is taking the plane down.
What the hell is George doing there?
We need authentication from at least three independent sources for each voice. Now, Division has public speeches from the foreign minister. See if you can get his voice on any phone taps, okay?
Michelle. I want you to send a chopper to trail Jack's plane. Mason got on board. Don't ask me how. But he's going to take the plane the rest of the way. Jack's going to bail out. We need that chopper to pick him up, all right? I'll explain later.
Mr. Almeida, may I know what you found on the hard drive?
I'm afraid you don't have the necessary security clearance for that, Mr. Auda.
Mr. Almeida, I and my country have shown good faith in helping you to find Sayed Ali's safe house in the first place. Just asking you to do the same by giving me some idea of what's going on.
I'm sorry, but I can't tell you this time.
You Americans.
We Americans what?
Nothing.
General Bowden is here to see you.
Of course. Sure, ma'am.
Mr. President.
General Bowden.
I understand the bomb is over the Mojave now. It may actually detonate without causing any immediate loss of life.
That is our hope.
Well, that's wonderful news, Mr. President. Congratulations on a truly remarkable achievement.
Thank you, General.
And now perhaps it's appropriate to begin discussing the matter of retaliation.
Go on.
Yes, sir. Up to now, the Joint Chiefs have been assuming the bomb was the work of a terrorist group called Second Wave. Now it appears Second Wave had the backing of at least three governments.
That's not definite yet, General.
No, sir, I understand that. But for planning purposes, I think we should proceed as if it is. I request authority to activate plans to invade the countries in question.
Activate? You mean there are plans already in existence?
We have plans for every conceivable contingency, Mr. President.
I see. So what exactly do you mean by activate?
Putting the relevant military units on alert, beginning logistical operations, coordinating intelligence sources regarding the probable level of resistance to an invasion by American forces.
The talk of an invasion is premature.
I agree, Mr. President. This is in the planning stages only.
Activate your plan, General. But take no steps to implement without my direct authorization.
Of course, Mr. President.
Lynn. You may be talking about World War III.
George, is there anything you want me to take care of?
Oddly enough, I think I got everything pretty much squared away. I got to spend a little time with my son.
I didn't even know you had one. Glad you got to see him.
Yeah, me too. I don't think he was particularly, but... You know, actually, I wouldn't mind if you checked in on him.
Of course I will.
Time.
Mr. President, at this altitude, the explosion should be visible on the eastern horizon. I don't know if you want to take a look.